All right, welcome to the 7th episode of the Newgrounds Podcast. I got a pretty good lineup. I'm actually recording this before Pico Day, so I can't comment on any of the flash that has been submitted, but let's get started. All right, the first three we're going to start with are Clearing the Skies, which number is 137041. I love the synth track on this. It's pretty happy hardcore, but if you don't like the initial beat, you might want to skip over it. Adagio for Strings. The number on that one is 13674. It's extremely sad sounding. I kind of thought it sounded like a battlefield after a great fight. After that is Area 51. The number on that one is 20145. It's pretty spooky sounding, and it's got a nice piano. All right, here we go. We'll be right back. Up next is I Can Do It Wet Remix. The number on that one is 40309. Man, this thing actually kind of made me dizzy when I really listened to it. It keeps switching between left and right. It's pretty trippy, so if you're driving or some shit like that and you're easily nauseous, I actually wouldn't listen to this song. Up next is Benny Hill Show Remix. As Stewie would say, this calls for a sexy potty. I always think of chickens whenever I hear this. I don't know why. I mean, it sounds sort of barn house. I don't know. But if you've ever seen the Benny Hill Show, you would probably remember this theme. Up after that is Dr. Kosak's Ultimate Fort. This one sounds like it would be like a video game or a Mega Man one. As I wrote here, it says it sounds like it could be from an anime-based Nintendo game, and I love the nice little synth effect add-ins. All right, enjoy. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, I forgot to give the numbers. For the Benny Hill Show remix, it's 47368, and for the Ultimate Fort, it's 54749. For real this time, enjoy. Next is one called Harry Potter Techno Remix. This is probably the most well-known Harry Potter song. This one, strangely, has more downloads than listens. how this happened was because when Newgrounds was revamped about like a year and a half ago, the listens for all the songs apparently went down to zero, but the downloads didn't. So this is like 34,000 downloads and 6,000 listens. It sounds a little trancy at first, but give it a chance to speed up. The number is 67466. One after that is Tundra. It's made by Winter Wind, which is, he does awesome piano work. You ought to check him out. Tundra, if you don't know what it is basically like an Arctic desert where trees cannot grow because it's so cold. This is a long-ass song. It's like 7 minutes. It tends to bore me about after 5 minutes in, but that's just me. And I definitely like the sleigh bell effect at number four. The number for that one is 112372. After that is Inspiration by Hannah. She does beautiful voice work, but the problem is it's still too dang quiet. I kind of love the drum effects. It actually kind of gave me chills the first time I heard this. What I keep referring to as an ear orgasm, just there are some songs out there. I think on the Calm theme, Your Prelude was one of them that just was friggin' awesome. And this was one of those songs that kind of had a similar effect on me. Alright. Oh, shoot, I almost forgot the number again. The number for Inspiration is 115765. Alright, enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Alright, I'm actually going to push my limits a little. Up next is Waveforce Melody. The number is 115910. It has high synth effects and high bass. It's kind of a fast pace and can be used for a quick reaction stage in a video game. After that is Immersion Burst Locomotive. The number on that one is 116028. It's kind of jazzy techno groove, and I definitely like the upbeat feel. The one after that is On My Grind 2008. The number on that is 118772. This is like the first real hip-hop song I've had, but unfortunately it has no vocals. I kind of wish someone had made vocals. I don't really see the point in hip-hop unless you have vocals. And the last one is Thoughts by Jirayan. The number on that one is 135605. He's been a longtime friend of the show, and I kind of like the lounge and jazz feel, and I kind of like all the little effects. Anyway, that's it for me. I'll see you guys in episode 8, which is hardcore. So we're going to have metal and sort of industrial, and basically all the stuff that might hurt your ears, but I promise it won't be too, like, scratchy or anything. All right, peace out.